God's favor on you. Hi, good evening, parents and guardians. This is your host, Dr. Carletta D. Washington of the Education for All radio show. Our goal is to help focus on parenting and education topics in order to assist you in building stronger family relationships, understanding the education system, and preparing your children for academic success. Special thanks to our individual sponsors. We have Eddie and Maxine Jordan Jr., Ron and Delilah Wilkinson, and Mr. Pat Sand. Also, special thanks to our corporate celebrity sponsor, which is Mr. Willie Moore Jr., the founder of Will Flow Music and the Young and Fly Save movement. Please visit Mr. Moore's website at www.williemoorejr.org. That's WILLIEMOOREJR.org. He is doing some fantastic things with youth and across the country and in the nation. Also, you can learn more about him and his efforts and how you can assist with what Mr. Moore is doing in the community. Also, we have corporate sponsor, Ms. Eileen Blackburn of Premier Designs Jewelry. Please contact her for more information about jewelry sales as well as opportunities for employment through selling jewelry with a nice company that has values added to it as their focus. So again, Premier Designs Jewelry, contact Eileen Blackburn. Her email is emblackburn, B-L-A-C-K-B-U-R-N, at usa.net. We want to let you know that if you have a product or a service for parents and families, or you want to become a program sponsor, please contact me, your host, Carletta, at educationforallinc.com. Also, for resources, programs, scholarships, and other involved parent magazine, please visit our website at www.educationforallinc.com. We have an upcoming event which will take place on March the 12th, 2015. This event is open to students in grades 7 through 12, as well as parents or adult chaperones. And we want you to know that this package includes college preparation workshop, transportation, continental breakfast, campus visit journal, snacks, two campus tours, and lunch at Sykeston in Sykeston, Missouri, at the famous Lambert's Restaurant, which is home of the Throwed Rolls. Please visit our website at www.educationforallinc.com so that you can register. When you are on the original homepage on the website, you will see a banner in the middle that says click here for more information and to register today. Once you click on that link, you will be prompted or rather led to registration information so you can purchase your tickets, and we accept all forms of payment. So please make sure that you register as soon as possible. And then also, if you have groups, please be sure to contact me personally at carletta@educationforallinc.com or 314-397-8757 for group rates. And also, if you would like to sponsor someone or a school or group or organization, please contact me for that as well. My number is 314-397-8757. And also, we want to mention that there is a scholarship available for those who have daughters, an African-American female with a 3.0 GPA. involved in school and our church activities. And this one is particular to the St. Louis metro area. So if you have a daughter who fits this description, she must be a high school senior in the St. Louis metropolitan area. She also is, if she is diagnosed with a sickle cell disease, that is the main caveat for this particular scholarship. So young ladies in the St. Louis metropolitan area with a 3.0 who are high school seniors, they diagnosed with sickle cell, this is the requirement, and they're pursuing a degree in health-related field or special education. There is an essay requirement, 300 to 500-word essay, on the goals and the importance of helping others. Please visit the website, which is www.Kristina, K-R-I-S-T-I-N-A, Jordan, J-O-R-D-A-N, .Weebly.com. So contact us if you need the information again, but please visit Kristina with a K, ChristinaJordan.Weebly.com to find out more information about this scholarship. And please be sure to let others know if you have family and relatives or associates in the St. Louis metropolitan area. Let them know about this scholarship. So today's topic is dealing with the four types of goals that every parent needs to teach their children in order for their children to be successful. When we talk about different goals, you know, a lot of times we don't look at it from the family perspective and how what happens in the home impacts the child. You know, so we really want to make sure that we're looking at those different types of goals that are pertinent to raising our children. Those involve finance, relationships, fitness and weight loss, and career goals. Now, we list the source. We always list the source of our information in a PowerPoint on the Blog Talk Radio website. So at any point, you can always visit our Blog Talk Radio site through our Education for All radio site. And you'll be connected to the PowerPoint for further resources and information. But this is something from a blogger, Lori Pollock Kinlan, and her blog, TheAdventurousWriter.com, What Goals Should I Set for My Life? Best Types of Life Goals. So I was really interested in that when I did some research on this topic. These four key areas, finance, relationship, fitness and weight loss, and career. So these pretty much encompass quite a bit, and they're pretty comprehensive. So at any point, if there are things that you would like to share about goals that you have taught your children to set as they were growing up or even as young adults, because as parents, as a parent of an adult child, we know that goal setting and parenting never ends. You're always teaching your children. You're always trying to be a great role model and trying to lead them into doing what is right and what is best in various situations of their lives. So as we go through the different topics or at any point, just please feel free to press 1 during the conversation so that I can bring you into the conversation and we can hear from you as experts in terms of what you have taught or are teaching your children, whether they be preschool, elementary, middle, high school, college age, or into their adult years. So when we talk about finances, one thing that I have learned as an educator is that when working with some of my parents that may have been of low income, they were not so enthused about discussing finances with their children. And I remember having my students to do an activity one time where I wanted them to just look at, to really see what it takes to have the types of homes and cars and all the material things that they really wanted without, you know, if they were not celebrities or football players, basketball players, athletes, musicians, et cetera. And, you know, I wanted them to know what it's like to actually go through the process of getting a home or getting a car and what all is involved. And so I gave them an activity to do, but not that they necessarily had to talk with their parents about their parents' finances, because I know, again, that can become a touchy subject for some parents. just so that the parents could hopefully give them a little bit of guidance. And so I have one student who didn't do the assignment, and I talked to his mother, and she said, well, I don't want him to know that we're poor. But yet she's working 2 to 3 jobs to afford the tennis shoes that he wears and other things that she's giving him and his siblings. And, you know, so I'm really trying to encourage her that this was not about me being in the family's business of finance. It just for her to kind of open up just a little bit, not completely, but just reveal some things so that she could help her son get over some of the hurdles that she maybe was experiencing in her own life, but more so so that her son would know how to be better prepared, because at that point he was a freshman. So in a few years, you know, he's out the door. And we want our young people to make sure that they're well prepared. And when we think about boys in particular, our young men, our young boys need to grow into young men who are able to take care of their homes. They need to be able to take care of their homes, their possessions, their wives, their children. And that's where it all starts. If we have the men as the head of the home acting in that provider role, then everything else falls up under that. Whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, it does depend upon your person who is the head of the household. So it's also, if I felt that if our young boys at that time were prepared and thinking about the future, we can hopefully get back to this idea of, you know, having a family and doing it the right way, you know, with marriage and then children, and men, young men being responsible for the children that they are helping to birth and bring into this world. So when we talk about finances, there are so many aspects of finances. And just as parents, I think that it's really important for us to be honest about some of our finances. If you don't want to talk about everything, that's okay. But I remember growing up as a kid, I had a good general idea of what my parents made. And so for me, I knew that I wanted income at least where my parents were. So I would have never picked anything below that because I saw what we were able, what they were able to achieve, and that's what I wanted. So for me, that was the minimum standard. And I know for some students, some children growing up, you know, they may not necessarily have been, may not necessarily be as blessed as I felt that I was growing up as a kid with a two-parent home, two working parents. They were purchasing their home. We each, you know, we all pretty much had our own bedrooms. My sister and I had to share, but, you know, it was no big deal. We weren't sharing with our brother, you know, but I know that, again, that's not necessarily the norm for everyone. But for me, I was able to look around me and see the standard. And then there were times when I had to work for things so that, you know, my parents taught us that money just didn't come easily. It didn't fall off trees. So we would do extra chores. We had chores, and that's a topic for another day with kids who don't have chores. But we had our regular chores, and then we had things where we could go above and beyond if we wanted to get some extra money. So we didn't have an allowance, and I did have some friends who did have an allowance, but we weren't that in that situation. But we didn't know that we could approach our parents at any point, and we might could cut the grass, or we could do some extra cleaning in the home that we didn't normally do, or we could help them with a task that we weren't normally expected to help on. And so we earned the little money, whatever it was we were asking for. It was $20 worth of work. It was $10 worth of work. And or we could do a couple of tasks, and it seemed like it did add up to whatever we were asking for. And we also knew not to ask our parents for a lot of money. We just asked for a little bit of money so that we could have a little extra in our pockets to buy small gifts or pay for something, you know, or get something extra that we might have wanted. But with finances, it's very important to set goals. And I think one thing that I like that we did with our daughter, if we just couldn't get it, we just told her, you know what, we can't afford that right now. And some parents think that that's a harsh thing to say to kids, but kids need to know you can't always afford everything. You know, there are rich people who can't always afford everything that they're looking for either. And so that's, I think, is very important for our kids to know that no matter at what income level, there will be things or maybe things that you can't afford. So you need to work harder or you need to rethink your priorities, you know. And then also with our finances, just explaining to kids how to budget. I attended a workshop this past week, and one of the students said that she works after school, but she also has she has some bills and some other responsibilities that she's expected to pay. So it's teaching her early about budgeting. So that way, when she gets into the real world, she'll be better prepared with how to handle her finances. And one thing that I like with our daughter, she definitely is looking at her credit score. And it's nice to have young people when they are in their early 20s thinking about their credit score. You know, that's something you typically don't think about unless you're purchasing a house. That's for many people, I guess, when it tends to come into play. But even in her situation with being a college student and working full-time and being married, she's looking at that credit score. And they're constantly evaluating how they're spending and how they're saving. And I think that's very important. But that starts, again, at a young age. So our attitudes towards money and finances really spills over into our kids. And we need to make sure as parents that we are giving them as much information as possible. In addition to that, before I move on to relationships, I think finance is at the crux. One of the things that that's most important, because it often pushes our young people into careers that they may not be interested in pursuing. Sometimes we tell them, well, you can't make any money teaching. You can't make any money as an artist. You can't make any money as a dancer. Can't make any money doing this. And we push them into fields that they really don't want to pursue, and they end up dropping out of that field and then having to spend additional money to go back to school, get additional training, or they're unhappy and it spills over into their relationships and into their weight gain and physical health and so forth, or they have wasted time, as they feel may feel wasted time in a career that really did not fuel their passion. So if we teach our kids to basically live within their means, then it can help them to be successful. I look at my aunt and uncle. They had 7 kids, and my uncle was the primary breadwinner. And I just remember growing up as a kid, I always admired that one man could take care of his family, you know, and it was how they lived. They still had a home. They still had a car. You know, the kids were still well-dressed. They were still able to have family over during the holidays and on weekends, and we ate food, you know, and it wasn't like always potluck, you know, but it was possible because of the way they lived. And so, again, just looking at different situations and seeing that when people live within their means, and also I'm big on tithing, when people give back, they give God that tenth, that helps put everything else in perspective. So, again, if you have comments or questions, please feel free to press 1 at any time during the conversation. And I know time goes by very quickly on this show at 30 minutes. So let me go on to relationships. Relationships is very key. The relationships that we have with each other as adults, and particularly as parents, it really makes a big difference in the lives of our children. You often see many children or young people, young adults, who don't want to get married because they didn't see marriage in the home or they didn't see a healthy marriage in the home. And so they don't feel that marriage is for them because they're looking back at the negative experiences that their parents had. And I think that it's really important as parents that even when we have negative experiences, to let our children know that it's possible for them to have a positive, healthy, productive relationship with the opposite sex, and I'll stress opposite sex, when they grow up and decide to get married. Because for some kids, they don't, or young adults, they don't think that that's a reality that's for them because they didn't see it in the home, and then they may not have seen it in those around them. Two things very quickly on this issue before I move on. I remember watching one of the reality shows, and there was, I think it was the one where Lala was getting married, one of the basketball wives. And I know the phone should light up if I'm wrong on that. But anyway, she was talking to her friend Tyrese, who's one of the famous singers and actors. And he was telling her, well, if you want to learn about marriage, you need to start hanging around people who are married. And that was really great advice. So with our relationships, parents, if we want to have better relationships, we have to hang around people who have those relationships that we're wanting. So, and then also making sure that even if it's our friendships, we need to have the appropriate types of friends around us so that our kids can see healthy relationships. If we're always arguing and debating and talking about he say, she say, and you know, you're friends with this person this week and then you fall out next week, that's what our kids grow up to learn. And often they don't realize that they can make the decision to do differently themselves as young adults. Then I also saw this reality show, and please don't think I'm into reality shows. Every once in a while, I turn and tune in to one episode or a few minutes just to see what issues are being discussed so that I'm current on what I know some of my students are watching and listening to. So recently on the Raising Whitley, Kim Whitley, her reality show, she and her boyfriend of 2 years have broken up, and she has an adoptive son, and that was her main thing. She felt that now that her son was 2 years old, she wanted him to have a positive view. She knew that as he gets older, he's going to be able to comprehend things and take things in more. So she said, I really wanted him to have a strong father. Person just isn't the right person. He can't respect me and be with me and appreciate me. He's not the right person, right role model for a father for my son. And he can't be a really good father to my son. So that's really important. You know, as we're dating, we know that there are all types of family situations where people have adopted, they have children in the single parents looking for relationships. So just making sure that that other individual that they get involved with, that that person respects them and has their best interest at heart. Because if you're not respecting that parent, or parents aren't respecting each other, you're sending the wrong message to the kids, and the kids don't learn how to treat each other well. And I know also I have a friend who, with her two sons, and we know that kids are going to argue. We all argued with our siblings if we had siblings. But whenever her sons would argue, she would make sure that they would spend time talking about their issues and that they would also make up. So she didn't allow them to go to bed angry or allow the conflict to continue. They always had to make up, and after making up and discussing everything, airing it all out and solving it, she made them hug each other because she just wants them to know that there may be a time when they are all that they have, each of them has. So she wanted them to always be close so that into their adult years, they would remain close. So I think that's very important also as parents to foster those right relationships between our kids because we are guiding them. And then the other, in these last few minutes, we have fitness and weight loss. Sometimes how we view ourselves and our bodies as parents, particularly women, you know, we can send the wrong message to our daughters if we're dressing provocatively, if we are dressing as the just unkempt, you know, with ourselves, oversized clothes, hiding ourselves. So we want to think about how well you're taking care of yourself and the things that you're doing. So if when you get upset, you have to go through a whole gallon of ice cream, your child is watching that. So you really want to be careful in terms of how you are taking care of your body and your overall health. You don't want to be obsessive compulsive about it, but you do want to make sure that you are doing things that shows your children, hey, I'm taking care of myself. You know, and unfortunately, as moms, we tend to let ourselves go because we're taking care of everybody else and we're doing 1,001 things or 1,000,001 things. So just make sure that you're giving yourself some time and that you have that me time or that mommy, you know, that mommy alone time so that you can recharge and re-energize. I remember in one instance, my husband used to tell me, you know, when I got sick, well, if you don't take care of yourself, then you won't be able to take care of anybody else. And that was a really good point. So that's excellent advice that I leave with women. You know, make sure that you're taking care of yourself so that your children see you healthy and they see you making conscious decisions to be healthy and to dress with modesty and taste and still, you know, look good, look like the best mom in the, you know, of their grade level, but with taste and with class so that your kids are not embarrassed, but then also so that they understand that as they get older that they can still look good. And then our career goals, start fostering those early so that your children can begin to focus in school. The earlier you start focusing on careers, you know, you don't have to narrow your child down and pinpoint them, you know, pigeonhole them into one career. But just try to guide them, get them to thinking about their career. So then that way they can stay focused in school with their education, and you will be able to see a huge difference in terms of your kids' behavior and how they act. And then finally, as our tips, parents, just want to encourage you to teach your children to save, invest, and spend wisely, to carry themselves in a way that attracts the right people, and to care for their mind, body, spirit, and overall health, and then finally to prepare for their future. And so I hope that today's show has been of benefit to you in one way or another. Remember that you can always listen to the show throughout the week and thereafter through our website. And I'd like to thank you all for tuning in. I'd like to thank our sponsors, remind you also about our college tour and the scholarship that I mentioned. And I want to let you know that our guest who will be on the show next week will be Dr. LaDonna Barnett. She will be discussing report cards and what parents can do in terms of helping their children to be successful academically, because that is one of our goals. So we want to make sure that you do join us here next week for that episode. And we have a question on the line, so I'll go to this caller. We do have about 2 minutes. Yes, caller, welcome to the show.
Oh, how you doing, Dr. Washington? Very informative show.
Oh,
very informative.
Thank you so much.
I just kind of chuckled when you brought up about mothers. You know, it brought up a thing about June Cleaver used to do housework with pearls on. You know, pearls in a nice dress. and the guys used to go to baseball games, but you know, with a suit and tie. You know, the sporting events. Yeah, but those were the good old days. Yeah, well, just in those sense.
Right.
But as far as I remember dressing up is like, well, now if you just put on a polo shirt and khaki, people wonder why you're so dressed up. And I don't know if the bar has really been lowered. If the bar becomes lower, it's like a suit now. Well, they were saying suit sales have really declined because everything is so casual. And I think it kind of spilled over to people's attitudes, you know, about just society alone and just approach to things, how, you know, not like you see a banker with, you know, the T-shirt on.
Right.
You know,
have become a very casual society.
Yes, and I think too casual to a certain extent. You know, but as far as the mother that didn't want her kids to know that, you know, they were poor, I mean, that's really a bad message that she's sending. I mean, because what is it saying? That just supply them with material things and that should cover up everything? Or, I mean, how about a dose of reality?
Right.
How, you know, she's working 2-3 jobs, you know, trying to make ends meet. And, I mean, because a lot of times you see that. The kids have on some major jewelry, but there's no food in the refrigerator.
Well,
it's almost like it's
caller, we do thank you. But we do thank everyone for joining us today. And we appreciate all of you, and we hope that you will join us back next week for Dr. LaDonna Barnett as she talks about report cards. So thank you, caller. You have a blessed rest of the day, and I pray favor on parents and guardians everywhere as you prepare your children for academic success this week.